Hey guys, this is Evidus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for I Like When You Struggle, specifically geared towards people who enjoy or gravitate towards non-consent content here. As such, I will probably be using the R word. If you are very disinterested in hearing that word, I will. There is another aftercare for people who aren't as into that kind of thing, and we cover all the same points in both aftercare. I don't know why I say we, like the royal we. I cover all the same points in both aftercares, so I like we. It's like we're having a discussion. You, the listener, and okay, whatever. We're getting a little parasocial. Anyways, first off, apologies in advance for any background noise. There was construction going outside when I recorded this audio. There is construction going outside now. It seems like there will be construction going outside for a little bit, so if you hear like a loud clattering of like metal objects in the background, please disregard it. Second off, thank you for presumably listening. I hope you enjoyed this audio. I made it for people to enjoy. A lot of the time, the original reason I started making split aftercares, right? One aftercare for those who are not as interested in non-consent, and one for people who are, is that I kind of really quickly noticed that I was getting two really diametrically opposed kinds of comments. I was getting comments where people were like, hey, like I pushed myself to listen to this and it was hard and I stopped, or I made it through but it was difficult. And I wanted to make aftercare geared towards those people that says like, hey, like I really appreciate you listening, but you don't have to, like you don't owe me anything. But I was also getting comments from people who like this kind of thing and felt some degree of guilt over it. And that's why I wanted to make this aftercare, this specific one that you're listening to right now, is that I don't think that people should have to feel bad or feel guilty for enjoying a fantasy revolving around non-consent. I think if that's something you like, you deserve to enjoy that in a safe and consensual place. You know, like, sexual assault is not something that I take lightly, and I try really hard to be sensitive about that. I would never wish that upon any human being, but I also think that drawing a line between fantasy and reality is really important, and that, you know, I really don't believe that your intent or my intent, I don't believe that anybody, like, who's coming in here, especially in this community, to, like, enjoy this kind of content, I don't believe that their intent is to, like, hurt, you know, people who have survived sexual assault. So, or even harassment, really. Like, so just, I guess what I'm trying to say here is, if you enjoyed this audio, or any other piece of non-consent work that is uploaded here, don't let anybody take that away from you. You deserve that. And that's good. And that's normal. You're just as normal as the people who aren't into it, you know? None of you are freaks. None of you are, like, damaged, okay? Like, not for liking this. Maybe we can have a discussion about how maybe we're all a little damaged in certain ways. This is coming out of the past year, but oh, let's not go there. This is not that kind of aftercare. It could be a good pillow talk audio. Yeah, anyways, let's talk about the audio a little bit. So, there are not a lot of consent checks in this audio. As such, I did not tag it with consent checks, but I did tag it with safe word. And that was intentional. I guess we'll call it a creative choice. It was a creative choice on my end, because I wanted to portray the idea that, you know, the two characters, like the listener and the speaker character in the audio, have experience with this kind of thing, and that they are comfortable with each other, and that they trust each other. And even with that level of comfort and trust and experience, there still must be discussion of safe words and, like, assurance that they will be respected, right? So that's why... That's why there's not as many, like, there's not as much coddling in this audio, where it's, like, every action, like, before the non-consensual action is performed, like there's not an ask for permission, right? Because like presumably they've done this before. Like honestly, I forgot to mention this in the other aftercare. I try to make sure I flip-flop the order that I record them every time I do one of these. But I kind of wanted this to be a shadow sequel to Struggle for Me, I think it's called. I haven't even like listened to that audio, but I made it a while ago, and it depicted like a two partners like trying non-consent, or like who are like a little bit nearer to it. I wanted this to kind of be like, I didn't want to just make the same audio twice. I don't like making the same audio twice, but like, so my way of differentiating this one was really like, let's put a little bit more trust in the hands of the listener, right? We're gonna put the control in your hands. That's why there's the hyperlink, right? Red light, yellow light, you know. So yeah, I guess I just wanted to put it out there that like, if there should be people out there who are willing to have that discussion and who are willing to respect boundaries and who are willing to respect safe words, you know, like I can't believe this is a thing that I have to say, but like if somebody's not willing to respect safe words, like that's a big red flag and you should not be engaging with those kinds of people. I can't believe that those people exist, because that's not something that I can mentally fathom. And I mentioned this in the other aftercare is, if broken safe words are your kink, then have a safe word that you intend on breaking, and then have a real one, because human beings deserve respect and maintained boundaries. So I could have like a scene where, you know, somebody says the safe word, and the safe word is pineapple or something, and then I'm like, ah ha ha, I'm ignoring your safe word, and they're like, no, ah! and then you know, behind that there should be a real safe word. Maybe the real safe word is Pikachu. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, hopefully that's adequately clear. And sometimes it's a little hard over audio. As always, I try to say this as much as I can. Real acts of non-consent are not okay. And I think this audio, like, doesn't warrant as much as, like, some of the other ones where, like, you know, this is a very clear scene where two partners are agreeing to engage in an act together. But I have other audios out there that, you know, that's not the case, right? Like, the other audios have one, either the listener or the speaker, really, like, breaking the other person. And that's not okay. I think that's just important to say. I want to be conscious about saying it more often. That's not how we treat each other. And part of that, I'm wondering, like, maybe there's somebody out there saying, like, he's saying, like, I shouldn't be treating people that way. And I'm like, that's true, right? You shouldn't break people's boundaries. But I also say that because I want to remind you that you deserve to have your own boundaries. You're not, you know, if there's, and it's not just around non-consent, and it's not even just about acts in the bedroom or in your sex life, right? Like, if you say you're not okay with something or you're not comfortable about something, there needs to, like, at the very least, at the very, like, bare minimum, be some form of, like, listening and response and, like, discussion about it. Yeah, I don't really know what to add to that. Like, that's it. Like, I think, you know, the example that I think of is, like, if there was something like this and your partner wanted to do it, if your partner wanted to try something out and you weren't comfortable with it, like, you don't owe that to anybody. You don't owe a breach of your own boundaries to anybody. And I think sometimes a lot of us forget that, because we think, right, oh, if I don't do this for them, I'm not a good partner, or, like, if I don't do this for them, then I'm not expanding my horizons, right? And I think it's great to want to do things for a partner, and I think it's wonderful to try new things and push your horizons. But more importantly than that, your boundaries deserve respect. So, yeah. I'm trying to think of if there's anything I didn't cover. I don't think so. I think that's most of what I wanted to say. I want to close on the same thing that I opened on. That I opened with, which is, if you enjoy rape audios, I think that's great. I enjoy them. I enjoy listening to ones where, I'm the one receiving. I enjoy ones where I'm the one giving. Like non-consent is a really fun thing for a lot of different reasons, and everybody has, you know, really different reasons for it too. So enjoy it. Enjoy it and don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad. Unless you, like, want to feel bad. If it's, like, the fun and sexy kind of feeling bad, then fucking go for it. But, you know, nobody should be coming into this space and saying that this isn't something that you should enjoy. Especially because of the audio format. You know, like, just kind of by clicking on an audio, you're kind of, like, I like to think of that as consent. So, like, there, and you have all the control, right? You can pause, stop, exit, take a break. This is really just such a wonderful medium for that. And I hope that if you enjoy it, that you continue to do so guilt-free. Yeah. Thank you, as always, for listening, and, I'll see you in the next one. Bye.